As humans, we have evolved to compete. It's in our genetic code.
That's entrepreneur Peter Diamandis, who arranged for a $10 million prize to whoever launched the first reusable manned spacecraft into space twice within 2 weeks.
When people get lazy, they're happy with the way things are. But if we can tap into that human energy around competition, we can get people to do extraordinary things.
The competition for the Ansari X Prize gave a big boost to the private spaceflight industry.
And we now run an organization called the X Prize that looks for the world's biggest challenges. Challenges around energy, environment, healthcare, life sciences, exploration, which is space underwater, education, global development. And we try and think of, is there a measurable, clear, objective goal that will challenge innovative thinkers anywhere on this planet to come up with a solution? And then the person who actually does it wins. This is about action.
To spur action and innovation, Diamandis co-convened a meeting at the United Nations in early June. He brought together representatives of the world's nonprofit, corporate, and government sectors. Their purpose? To discuss how competition for cash or other awards can spark breakthroughs in science, technology, and social development. At the Incentive to Innovate conference, master inventor Dean Kamen noted that breakthrough achievements often require as much cooperation as competition. Kamen is founder of the FIRST Robotics Competition, which is designed to introduce teams of high school students to the pleasures of hands-on science and engineering work.
When you look at the world as it is today, we are in a race between technical competence and catastrophe. We need way more kids in the next generation to be technically competent, or catastrophe is going to win this race.
In Kamen's competition, the challenge is to use a bag of assorted parts to create a robot that solves a specific engineering problem, sending balls through a hoop, for example, or stacking tires on a pole in the most efficient and elegant way. Prizes include medallions in several areas. All participants are eligible for generous college scholarships. At the first FIRST Championship in 1992, 28 teams competed in a high school gym. Kamen says this year, 1,680 teams from 11 countries faced off in the Georgia Dome Stadium.
There is no question. When you looked out up at that 72,000-seat Georgia Dome a few weeks ago at our championship and saw the passion and energy in all these kids, you knew that one of those kids somewhere is going to cure cancer, and another one is going to build an efficient engine that doesn't pollute, and another one is going to work on some other major global problem.
But Kamen adds, the young competitors are building much more than a robot.
They're building self-confidence. They're building an awareness of what the world is like for people that know how to think and solve problems. They're building serious relationships with serious adults.
And relationships are what 21st century innovation is all about, says Charlie Brown. He's director of Ashoka Changemakers. It offers up to 15 cash competitions each year for social entrepreneurs who are working to find solutions to global problems such as inadequate health care, women's inequality, and water pollution. Brown doesn't believe in the one-solution, one-winner approach. In contrast to many contests where participants keep their ideas secret until a winner is chosen, Ashoka competitors share their innovative solutions online for anyone to see. It's a process Brown calls collaborative competition.
We're playing off of each other's own ideas. So you had an idea for a new clean water filtration system. And I see that idea and I say, oh, that's interesting. I had a similar idea, but mine's just a little different. But I'm going to take a piece of your strategy and I'm going to start to implement it over here too. That's what the best innovators do. It's all iterative, sharing ideas with each other. They want the problem solved. They don't want to have to spend the rest of their life doing this because it means they didn't actually succeed. So the faster people are replicating it, the faster people are sharing ideas, the faster we're going to solve this problem. And like every great innovator, you get to go to the next innovation.
While inertia is always in competition with innovation, Incentive to Innovate conference organizers hope that given today's pressing problems, daring solutions will win the day. At the United Nations in New York, I'm Adam Phillips reporting.